Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Amanda. In today's edition, we will present you with some segments, beginning from news, commentary, interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. We begin from the news. Stay tuned, the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia, Switzerland discuss palm oil issue. Eradication of illegal fishing needs to be supported by the improvement of seaport. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Embassy in Bern, KBRI Bern, in collaboration with ETH Zurich, a technology university in Switzerland, and the Jakarta chapter of the Indonesian Economies Association, held a discussion forum on the issue of palm oil at the ETH Zurich campus on last Tuesday, April 23. As reported by Antara based on the press release of KBRI Bern received on Sunday, April 28, the discussion was attended by academicians, industrial actors of palm oil, NGOs of palm oil, and others. Indonesian Ambassador in Bern, Mualiman Haddad, said that the discussion aims to exchange perspective about palm oil issue and its cooperation prospect. Mualiman also pointed out that Switzerland is chosen as the place to conduct the discussion because it is not an European Union member and it is open to the issue of palm oil. The meeting highlighted some points that must be taken into account in developing palm oil industry, such as better capital disbursement for palm oil farmers, as well as the improvement of market access and technology to boost the quality of palm oil production. The eradication of illegal fishing on Indonesian waters must be supported by the improvement of seaport, including the fish auction and other facilities, for example, fish freezer. As reported by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, April 28, Chairman of Indonesian Marine Scientists Association ISKINDO, Muhammad Abdi Suhufan, said that the integrated fish auction is a good concept, thus it needs to be supported by other facilities. In addition, the government also needs to appoint managers who are responsible in handling the fish auction supported by standard operating procedure management. The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery apprehended Malaysian flag fishing boat which was searching for fish on Indonesian waters without having legal documents. Acting Director General Fisheries Resources Supervision, Agus Suherman, in Jakarta on Sunday, April 28, explained that the Malaysian flag fishing boat was apprehended in the Indonesian Fisheries Management Area 711, North Natuna Sea, Riau Islands, on Friday, April 26. The apprehension was carried out through a monitoring operation conducted by Orca 01 vessel with Priyo Kurniawan as its captain. Agus told that the violation committed by the Malaysian flag fishing boat was catching fish in Indonesian fisheries management area without taking permission. The Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources will keep optimizing the allocation of Indonesia's natural gas for domestic needs rather than export. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry recorded that the allocation of natural gas for domestic needs increased by 8% each year. In 2018, the number of gas allocation reached 60%. It was said by Secretary General of the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, Ego Syahrial, in his press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, April 28, as reported by Antara. Ego Syahrial pointed out that despite of the higher export price, the government is still committed to encouraging the allocation of gas for domestic needs. Ego Syahrial explained that throughout 2018, the allocation of natural gas for domestic needs is utilized for various sectors comprising industry and city gas network. The government will intensify the establishment of city gas network, which aims to improve people's access in obtaining natural gas, save fuel, reduce the subsidy of LPG, and save the country's foreign exchange reserves. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian youth earned notable achievements in the International Quran Recitation Competition or International MTQ Competition 2019, which took place in Egypt. The Indonesian contingent passed into the final round and successfully defeated 50 participants who came from 20 countries such as Malaysia, Turkey, and Afghanistan. The final round was held at the auditorium of Sheikh Zayed Center, Nazar City, Cairo on Saturday, April 27. As reported by the National Radio News Agency, after undergoing selection for two categories, namely Musabakah Tilakah Al-Quran or MTQ and Musabakah Hafiz Al-Quran MHQ categories, the Indonesian representatives won three trophies and became the general winner of the competition. Muklis Latasi from South Sulawesi won the first champion of men's MTQ. Adrian from Jakarta got the first winner of men's MHQ, while Nur Laili from West Nusa Tenggara won the women's MTQ category. The Indonesian Industry Ministry believed that the consumption of food and beverage industry as well as textile and textile products industry will improve particularly in the domestic market. The improvement of consumption is supported by the implementation of election 2019 and the upcoming Ramadan holy month. Secretary General of the Industry Ministry, Haris Munandar, in his press release in Jakarta on Sunday, April 29, explained that food and beverage industry, as well as textile and textile products industry, have significantly contributed for the growth of non-oil and gas sector and the national economy. Haris Munandar hoped the food and beverage industry would grow by 9%. The growth of non-oil and gas sector is also supported by the increase of investment, including the investment in textile and textile products industry and footwear industry. The last item. Indonesia participated in the 11th International Summit, Russia Islamic World Kazan Summit 2019, which was held in Kazan, the capital of Tatarstan Republic, from April 24 to 26, 2019, in a bid to expand Indonesian halal products to Russian market. Based on the press release of the First Secretary for Social and Cultural Affairs at the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow in Jayadiana, received by Antara on Sunday, April 28, Indonesia participated in several events such as Russia Halal Expo and Indonesia-Russia Business Forum. Seven Indonesian food and cosmetic companies such as Garuda Food, Mayora, and Paragon Technology and Innovation participated in the Indonesian Pavilion established in the event. The Indonesian Pavilion aimed to provide Russian people with information about Indonesian halal products. Some Indonesian products, such as Indofood and Torabika, have penetrated Russian market. President of Tatarstan Republic, Rustam Minnikhanov, hoped that the presence of the Indonesian pavilion would develop the trade values of Indonesia and Russia. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to Russia and Belarus, Wahid Supriyadi, called on Indonesian business people to contribute more to expanding Indonesian products to Russian market. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is about reconciliation of vice presidential and presidential election will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For the topic of today's commentary is reconciliation for presidential and vice presidential candidates. While listener, a number of community members, both from the leaders of higher education institutions and election monitoring groups, call for the two presidential and vice presidential candidates who have just joined the election to conduct reconciliation. Without having to wait for the result of the vote count and determination of president to be elected by the General Election Commission, KPU, the two pairs of candidates for president and vice president between Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin 01 and Prabowo Sandi Uno 02 are expected to meet and show their wisdom and statesmanship. This call is certainly not without reason. After a long and tiring process from the campaign period until 14 day on April 17th and continue with ballot counting, the heating atmosphere is still felt between the Camp 01 and the Camp 02. On one hand, the Camp 01 claim to be the winner based on quick count. On the other hand, the Camp 02 claim to be the winner based on the result of its internal calculation survey. The ballot counting process, which is being manually carried out by the KPU, is still below 50% of the total number of the ballots. The official announcement will be announced on no later than 22nd of May. Waiting for the result of manual counting by KPU, Indonesian people had faced differences and conflicts. Thus, the Indonesian elites need to signal that there is no problems among them. It is hoped that political party and leaders and political elites will hold open dialogues and meetings and convey to the community, especially their supporters, that in fact, the two camps have no problems. Reconciliation will certainly be a symbol of reconciliation by the two competing camps. They must refrain from issuing statements that can trigger supporters of mutual suspicion and mock. Reconciliation is expected to dilute the heating atmosphere. Therefore, the Indonesian people, especially the two camps, either the two presidential candidates or their supporters, must patiently wait for the result of the manual counting to be officially announced by KPU on May 22nd. Besides, the General Election Commission KPU, as the organizer of the general elections and the election supervisory body or Bawaslu, must always be transparent, honest, and fair in carrying out their duties and functioned responsibly to avoid suspicion. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we will present you information about historical events happening on 29th of April. In our program, Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we begin Today in History with event on April 22nd about Earth Day. Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd. The celebration is aimed to increase the awareness on environmental issues. Earth Day was celebrated for the first time on April 22nd, 1917 in the USA. At the time, millions of people, mainly school and university students, gathered in a parade which mainly about eco-education. Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin was the initiator of the Earth Day celebration on April 22nd, which later was positively responded by the United Nations. Currently, Earth Day celebration on April 22nd has been celebrated by 190 countries. We continue with April 22, 1994. The 37th President of America, Richard Milhouse Nixon, passed away. Richard Milhouse Nixon was the 36th Vice President of the United States of America from 1953 to 1961 and the 37th President of the USA from 1969 to 1974. He was the first President of the United States to resign from his position. His resignation was a response to the Watergate scandal in the White House. President Nixon also announced the end of the Vietnam War, which had killed thousands of soldiers on January 23, 1973. In the end, Richard Milhouse Nixon died in New York, United States of America, on April 22, 1994. We end today in history with information on April 22, 1997, the end of hostage taking at Japanese ambassador residence in Peru. After 126 days of hostage taking, on April 22, 1997, President Fujimori allowed rescue operation. Before the operation was carried out in secret, the hostages were told about it 10 minutes before the special ops attacked. After exploding floor of Japanese ambassador residence, Peru Special Force rushed in. In the 40-minute military operation, the whole members of 14 Tupac Amaru died, including their leader, Nestor Serpa Cartolini. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
That was the first song by Ify Alyssa entitled Guitar or Guitar. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you information on our program My Indonesia about Indonesian and Chinese relationship that will be presented by Anna.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and China increased trade cooperation. The Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi and the Customs and Excise Minister of the People's Republic of China, Ni Yufeng, on Thursday signed the protocol on the trade in mangosteen. The signing was carried out on the sidelines of the Belt and Road Forum, or a BRF2 conference. The signing of the mangosteen trade protocol was carried out after China allowed Indonesia to re-export the fruit to its country. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said that this cooperation was part of an increase in connectivity and investment. She explained, essentially, the protocol serves to remove the existing obstacle to export of these commodities. Since China gave permission, Indonesia sent mangosteen back to the world's most populous country 2 years ago. Retno Marsudi explained that besides mangosteen, Indonesia would also export dragon fruit to China. She noted China is the biggest trading partner for Indonesia, with trade value of both parties amounting to $70 billion, or around 993 trillion rupiahs in 2018. Last year's trade value increased 23% compared to 2017. But she saw Indonesia's trade deficit with China still big enough. Therefore, both countries agreed to reduce deficits and make trade more balanced and mutually beneficial. On the occasion, the foreign minister also conveyed that Indonesia had facilitated the export of fruits from China, including mandarin oranges. Furthermore, Retno Marsudi hoped Minister Ni Yufeng would provide assistance in finalizing salak, or snake fruit, imports from Indonesia, also lowering the rate of pineapple fruit so that bilateral trade would be more beneficial for both parties. The day before, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also held a bilateral meeting with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, discussing the issue of oil palm and various other issues. In terms of the oil palm, Indonesia expects China to immediately realize its commitment to increase palm oil imports from Indonesia. So far, China has opened more markets for various Indonesian products, including palm oil and fruit products. That was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Ku tak ingin kau semakin kan terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini, meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Aku memang manusia paling berdosa. Ya nanti rasa demi keinginan semu, lebih baik jangan mencinta iaku dan semua hatiku, karena takkan pernah kau temui cinta sejati. Sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu, kata-kata maaf terasa kan percuma. Rasa ku telah mati untuk menyadarinya. Tapi bukan aku. Berakhirlah sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Takutlah mati untuk menyadarinya.
That was the second song entitled Tapi Bukan Aku or But That's Not Me by Krispati. You still stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you information about wonderful attractions of Indonesian tourism, local wisdom, and traditions in our program Indonesia Today. And for this edition, we will present you information about Malam Badendang tradition from Maluku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you to Malam Badendang tradition from Maluku. Stay tuned. Malam Badendang, which means singing at night in English, appropriate with its meaning, namely Malam Bergoyang, meaning dancing at night. It is a tradition from generation to generation of Maluku people. This tradition is enlivened by singing and dancing along with family and relatives. Usually, the tradition starts after 12 p.m. and lasts overnight. It also becomes the media for families gathering and creates intimacy of their life. Maluku people mentioned that Malam Badendang tradition is diverse because almost every tribe in Maluku performs it. The tradition is usually performed in religious holidays, either Islam or Christian. However, Malam Badendang tradition is not identical with religious ritual traditions. The tradition is usually carried out by young people to create family nuance in certain moments, such as Christmas, Eid al-Fitr, and other sacrificial feasts, including enlivening wedding ceremony or families gathering. The songs which are sung in Malam Badendang tradition are the songs of passion and energy. Besides singing, the family's members also dance traditional dances such as Katerji and Olabe. During the event, the participants of the tradition are also served with Maluku typical foods. Malam Badendang becomes long night feast for Maluku's families, which is full of happiness and togetherness. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Cari cinta,
tiba-tiba cinta datang.
just listened to the third song by Maudie Ayunda entitled Tiba-tiba Cinta Datang or Suddenly Love Comes. Would you like to learn more information about Indonesian language? If you want to find out or if you are eager to learn Indonesian language, let's explore more in our program Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, in which we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions in Bahasa Indonesia, so you can learn Indonesian easily and fun.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Apa arti dear dalam bahasa Indonesia? Or, in English, what is the meaning of dear in Indonesian language? Next is a conversation about apa arti dear dalam bahasa Indonesia? Or, what is the meaning of dear in Indonesian language? Tony will go around Prambanan Temple area by bicycle. He looks at Nina, a tour guide who is watching a flock of deer. Tony then comes close to her and greets her.
Wah, deer ini lucu ya?
Iya, lucu sekali.
Apa deer dalam bahasa Indonesia?
Deer artinya rusa.
Maaf, bagaimana ejaannya?
R-U-S-A, rusa.
Oh, rusa.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Apa arti dear dalam bahasa Indonesia? Apa arti dear dalam bahasa Indonesia? Which means, what is the meaning of dear in Indonesian language? Bagaimana ejaannya? Bagaimana ejaannya? Which means, how to spell it? Kucing. Which means, cat. You may know and understand the words and terms in Indonesian language. To ask about some words such as dear, you can say apa arti dear dalam bahasa Indonesia. But in a daily conversation, you can ask someone apa bahasa Indonesianya dear, which means what is the meaning of dear in Indonesian language. If you want to know the spelling of a certain word or someone's name, you can ask them bagaimana ejaannya, which means how to spell it. Coming up next, there are some other examples. Apa arti cat dalam bahasa Indonesia? Apa arti cat dalam bahasa Indonesia? Which means, what is the meaning of cat in Indonesian language? Kucing. Maaf, bagaimana ejaannya? Maaf, bagaimana ejaannya? Which means, excuse me, how to spell it? Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Wah, dear ini lucu ya?
Iya, lucu sekali.
Apa dear dalam bahasa Indonesia?
Dear artinya rusa.
Maaf, bagaimana ejaannya?
R U R-U-S-A, rusa.
Oh, rusa.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Ku ingin tahu, kau harus mau. Ku ingin kau begitu, agar kau tahu. Jadilah engkau milikku selalu, utuh. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta sehidup semati, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Mengapa aku begini? Jangan kau mempertanyakan. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta sehidup semati, kau juga mati.
There was a song by Naif entitled Possessive. You still stay tuned the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next, we will inform you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present you a Kroncong song entitled Untukmu Kekasih. This song tells the story of someone who intentionally dedicated a song to his or her lover, who is now far away. With simple lyrics, he hopes the song can entertain himself. He hopes the song will convey the longing along with simple lyrics. He hopes the song can entertain himself. He hopes the song will convey the longing along with the blows of the wind. The song Untukmu Kekasih is accompanied by nice music and performed by a sweet vocal character singer, Chris Tiwi. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Untukmu Kekasih by Chris Tiwi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia. Please give us your suggestions and of course your criticism through our email address voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voindonesia. Have a nice day and thank you for listening.